decision would be made on moving school elections, stating it will be continuing public discussions while researching specific data, like enrollment rates and the cost per student. Higgins also said the public, through a referendum, could be asked if it wants school elections moved from November to April. I think we all care deeply about the quality of education, but I think we also have a fiduciary responsibility to look carefully at the lines of dollars on the budget, Higgins said. Higgins said he met with Grant in November to discuss moving school elections, and the council took an active role in addressing questions on the school budget, raised by both council members and the public by submitting them to the board, asking for an informal meeting of council and the board members in advance of a budget's public hearing. Council was simply engaged in an effort to better understand the current budget situation and cost trends over the past 4 years in order to make the best decision for all the voters, Higgins said. Superintendent Drusilla Clark answered the council's questions during the April 25th public hearing on the budget during the meeting. The board also unanimously adopted a resolution stating it would file a lawsuit against the council if the township does not provide the district's share of municipal property taxes collected in March and April, totaling $4.5 million, by May 15th, according to Vito Gagliardi, the Board of Education's attorney. So, wow, we've got a big brouhaha going on here. And there seems to be some assumptions being made as to why it's being moved. What's frustrating to me is that we only allow for referendums once a year. So by getting this figured out, it takes a year to even get close to it. And even after you get the response by the public, if the response is not what you were looking for, you have to do it yet another year. So this thing drags on forever. I do like the fact that we have the 2% cap, and anything above that has to go to referendum. I'm not sure why we don't have a vote in November for budget, except for the fact it just doesn't seem to time very well with the school year, which is part of the problem. You have the school year starting in September, and you need to have a budget passed by April. But apparently, most of the budget is already approved, and they're just kind of working out some of the nuances in November, and they don't use the public to involve that. And that's unfortunate, because it is the public's money, in case anybody forgot. So we'll see what happens. There's obviously a better answer, but we're not focusing on that because we're struggling with all the rest of it. Let's see. We move on to New Jersey Group holding Veteran Suicide Awareness March. Emily Cummins reports that benefiting veterans and service members suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, a Holland Township Navy veteran has organized a Veteran Suicide Awareness March in Hunterdon County to be held on May 22nd. The Carry the Fallen Ruck is an 11-mile team walk in Frenchtown, where more than 100 participants will carry weighted backpacks to symbolize the emotional weight many veterans carry after the war. A Carry the Fallen Ruck is a march or walk in which a group of dedicated people start and finish together, Shannon Shuey stated in a press release for the event. It's team building and it's camaraderie at its finest. A lifelong Hunterdon County resident, Shuey graduated from Delaware Valley High School in 1995 and pursued a career in air traffic control through the Navy. She was an active reservist for 4 years, served 5 years in the Navy, and eventually became a petty officer second class. Shuey organized Hunterdon's first ruck in October, and for her second event in the county, participants have raised more than $21,000 for Active Heroes, more than doubling last year's total. Active Heroes is a national nonprofit organization working to reduce veteran suicide by providing work-free activities, resources, and peer mentoring, a family retreat, and community center. A registration for the ruck is free, and the event will begin in the American Legion on Harrison Street with an opening ceremony at 8 a.m. For more information, visit fundraise.activeheroes.org. All right, and with that, let's see, that's putting people back together, doing the right thing, and getting people awareness. With that, It's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning at the same time. Well, thank you to Michelle Heidi and Diane Lane for their contribution to the show. Vincent Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, a couple of things stand to mind. Stand up for your rights. Make sure you are getting the right answers to the questions from the governing bodies that are affecting you and your money. And two, hey, we got somebody there that's trying to take care of our Hunterdon County heroes and give some awareness to the men and women who traveled and did their work in the armed services and are having and struggling with PTSD. Thank you for listening. Good morning, Hunterdon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMester.
We had a tremendous victory tonight. It was a tremendous victory.
The GOP now calling for Republicans to rally around Donald Trump. Republican National Committee Chairman Ron Priebus says Trump is the presumptive nominee, and now Republicans need to unite and focus on defeating Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump winning a decisive victory in Indiana, runner-up Ted Cruz suspending his bid for the White House. Bernie Sanders confident in his chances against Donald Trump in the race for the White House. The Vermont senator talking to reporters after being named the projected winner of the Indiana primary.
I would love to run against them, and I'm absolutely confident that not only we would beat them, but we'd beat them by a pretty large number.
Sanders says Donald Trump doesn't have the policy background, the demeanor, or the ideas to be commander-in-chief. A bill that would have let Georgia students carry concealed guns on college campuses and dad their governor vetoing that measure yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design Radio. Today is all about basements. We're going to talk about your basements. Is it wet? Is it dry? Could it be a bar? Could it be a new area for you guys to play in? Should it have a ping pong table? Should it be living space? Should it be a master bedroom? Can you cook in your basement? All those things we're going to discuss today on Modern Design. Okay, well, let's take a look at the weather this morning, which everybody is getting sick of all this rain, including yours truly. It currently says that it's overcast and 51 degrees, which seems about right. Today, there's a 40 to 90% chance of scattered showers with a high of 52. Tonight, it's going to be a 60% chance of showers with a low of 46. On Thursday, there's a 50% chance of showers. Wow. With a high of 56. On Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers with a low of 48. On Friday, a 70% chance of showers with a high of 59. On Friday night, a 40% chance of showers with a low of 49. On Saturday, this is the most depressing forecast I've done in the year and a half I've been doing Modern Design. On Saturday, a 30% chance of showers with a high of 67. At least it'd be a lot warmer. On Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers with a low of 51. And on Sunday, yes, a 30% chance of showers with a high of 68. Well, I don't think I've had a worse forecast since I've been on Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. But we're going to make the best of it. And what do I always say? When we have bad weather outside, we work on the inside. Now, today's show is all about working in your basement, what you're going to do with your basement. And a lot of misnomers about basements, what's acceptable, what's up to code, what's not up to code. Is it a good idea to increase your living space by doing that? Does it count with real estate values and with square footage, in fact, if you do your basement? So we're going to start with the basics, and that is if you have a basement, and not everybody does, maybe there's a high water table, maybe it's just on a slab for budgetary reasons, but if you do have a basement, theoretically, you have square footage. So if you have a 5,000 square foot house, 2,500 square feet on the first floor, 2,500 square feet on the second floor, you have, if you have a full basement, another 2,500 square feet. And if you finish that space, do you now have a 7,500 square foot house? Well, the answer is kind of tricky. In our state, in New Jersey, for real estate values, basement space is not counted in square footage. So even if you get a permit and finish your space and do HVAC and create a big family room down in your basement and make it absolutely terrific with a media room and so on, when you go to sell your house, it's not considered usable square footage and it's not counted in. So that's something you want to think about before you take on a basement renovation. Here in Hunterdon County and out in the western part of the state, many of the homes are newer, so they have a bigger footprint. And often I say to people, it's better to work within the space above ground than below ground because you really can't count it in your square footage. Also, which varies by county, for the most part, the townships do not want you to have people sleeping in the basement, and they don't want cooking done in basements. So it does make it very difficult to make that usable space, unless you're going to do certain types of recreational rooms, which we'll talk about later in the broadcast. But in general, if you have a home and you're looking to do some sort of an expansion, it's been my opinion that even though you already have square footage in your basement, it's not going to count as usable square footage. So I tend not to work in basements. In the later years, in the past 5 to 10 years, basements are going a little bit out of fashion. And what I hear from most people is, whether it be staging to sell a house or they're looking to increase their square footages, I don't want to be in a basement. I don't want to be in a basement on a holiday. I don't want to be in a basement. So not that you shouldn't do basements. Every situation is different. I'm going to tell you everything you can do with a basement and how to do it and how to do it economically. But you want to take on, if you're going to take on a home improvement project, you want to be mindful that in New, I'll say it again, in New Jersey, square footage in your basement below grade does not count in your total square footage. So that's kind of a big deal, I think. Having said that, let's assess our basements. Let's say that our footprint of our house is only maybe 1,500 square feet, and we can't, there's setbacks, so we can't expand out, and it's impossible to expand up, and you have existing square footage, you have another 1,500 square feet, or actually I would say 750 square feet, it's 1,500 for the whole house. So you have another 750 square feet in your basement, and maybe we should use that space. Well, the first thing you have to assess is whether you have a wet basement or not. And there's no point in going ahead with renovations unless that basement is dry. And one of the things that I'm a big fan of in our state is sump pumps and the changing with the changing water table. And I've been through that with myself with basements, whether it just be for storage or basements that I finished in my life, is that a dual pump system is often best. I have a couple of clients in Somerset that have a high water table, and they put in dual sump pumps, one on each end of the far end of their basement. And even though they're in a high water table, they are really have no problem as far as that. The second thing you want to think about in a basement is just humidity in itself and recommending a humidifier. It's also been my experience that a dehumidifier, that a dehumidifier they've come a long way from where they were before, but I certainly would recommend that you treat the moisture as well as treating the absolute chance that water can come into the basement itself. So when those issues, which are the primary issues in working in a basement area, have been addressed, then we can start to address the box, the square footage that's in that basement, and work accordingly. You always want to keep in mind about gravity and water. Water goes to where? It goes to the lowest point. So just because you have had no water in your basement for 5 years or 7 years or 10 years doesn't mean that down the road you won't get water in your basement. We have a very, you know, volatile period of time where there's a lot of storms and more water. The water table has changed. I think the game has changed. So you have to be very mindful that water could be down the road. So after these first commercial messages, we're going to talk about viable options for flooring. So God forbid something does happen, we can try to keep the water out and minimize the damage. All right, we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on 100andchamberradio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer and renovator for the past 18 years. I started when I was very young. Ha, ha, ha. I also have a shop right here in Flemington, New Jersey, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. We're in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile, which is a great tile resource, by the way. I share my space with John from Rugs to Riches, who's been in town for many, many years. We're in the former Lennox location. And I have with me wonderful new things, artwork and things for spring. So please come in and check out our store. We do have a nice selection of accessories as well as rugs and hardwood flooring at reasonable prices. The phone number of the store is 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050. Come visit me. I'll meet you at the store and take good care of you. Today's show is all about basements, what to do with our basement, how to add square footage, usable square footage to your basement to enjoy your life, but recognizing not to over-improve a basement because New Jersey real estate dictates that below grade square footage, that space is not considered space when you go to price a home. So that makes the whole thing sort of a game changer, I think. But there are a lot of exceptions in that rule. And having said that, there have been homes that I've been in where I couldn't expand my footprint because of setbacks and so on. I was able to go into the basement and make a wonderful rec room. But you have to know what you're dealing with and what some of the challenges are. And before the last commercial break, we were talking about water. And water always goes to the with the way water works, it'll always go downward to the lowest possible surface. So in that case, it is the basement. So we want to make sure if we decide to go ahead and renovate our basement, let's say we have an older home or a home with a smaller footprint and you can't go out and for some reason you can't go up, then the next viable option is the basement. So we started to address water issues before we renovate, and sump pump, the dual sump pump issue, I have found works the best for the people that are finishing their basements. Many people have sump pumps but have a single pump, as I did in the last house I lived in. I had a single pump in the lowest point of my basement, but I did start to get water at some point in the other end of my basement. The best solution is to do a sump pump on two ends. I get some authorized, I don't have a great contact for you right now, but an authorized dealer that a dual pump system. So they can really service the water. If the water comes in, it trips itself on and it starts to work, and we don't have a mess on our hands. And that's what happens. Even just a little bit of water, it hits sheetrock, and if your sheetrock is paper backed, well, mold starts to happen, and it really can escalate quickly because you don't usually have the same temperature in your basement as your upper floors, and it becomes a problem right away. So we want to address that. So the first thing I would recommend is somebody that does water remediation, and somebody that can handle basements, wet basements, and so on. And once that's been addressed, then we want to address the flooring that we're going to put in the basement. What I recommend is not what everybody wants to hear, but I only recommend tile surfaces in basements. I've been in 18 years of doing this. I've worked in many basements that were both already finished and I had to redo work on because there was water, or finishing the basement themselves. And I do not recommend carpet in basements, and I do not recommend hardwood floors in basements or any type of laminate, because they are just disasters. I think the first obvious one is carpet. And I think most people do go, if they're looking to keep costs down and renovate space, they look to go with carpet because it's probably the least expensive option. You do some panning, you do some carpeting. But that water gets in that space, that's it. You're done. Whatever carpeting done, it could be a week, a month, it could be 15 years. But the minute water hits that, the padding has to go, the carpeting has to go. It's a complete loss. The same thing holds true if you do a laminate or vinyl type flooring product. It immediately swells from the moisture, and it's completely useless. It has to be taken out, and there are costs to removing those materials. Finally, most people these days seem to really go for hardwood floors. Hardwood floors are not a good solution for basements. First of all, because it's a basement space, you can't use a true hardwood floor. You have to use an engineered wood to begin with, so you're not getting the true hardwood. But having said that, the engineered floor does not bear well with water, and you'll be in the same situation you've been before. The best solution for a basement, in my opinion, in my 18 years of doing this, is tile. And we're very lucky because they really have improved tile through the years. And even though I'm not typically a big fan of it, the tile that they have out now that looks like wood is a terrific, terrific solution for basements. One of the best things about tile is that you can do radiant floor heat under it. So if you start with an empty, clean, dry basement, you can do radiant floor heat, and then you can put the tile over the top of it, and now you have really nice, really comfortable floors, and you can control the settings, and you control when it's down, when you're down there, it's nice and toasty, and you can shut it off when it's not. So that's to me a win-win. Tile, too, has never been more beautiful. It's a very inexpensive option, and it's readily available, and there are so many different styles of tile, so many different colors, so many different sizes, so many different shapes, and they've really done a good job with tile of making more expensive surfaces look exactly the same, but in tile. So if you were looking to do a floor maybe in your kitchen that was some beautiful travertine or Carrara in some of your bathrooms for flooring surfaces, they do that now in tile, and they do a very good job of it. I did a basement where we put in a wine cellar, and we wanted to go with a beautiful travertine. in a very interesting shape, but it was just too cost prohibitive. We found a tile that looked exactly like it. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Even by touching it, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference at a fraction of the cost. And we did a beautiful wine cellar with some high-top tables. It was amazing, and we used tile. So I really think tile is the best surface. If you're worried about coldness, you can do some radiant floor heat. Radiant floor heat has never been easier to do or cheaper than it's ever been. It's a great time to do that in a space. And then over the top of your tile floors, and I would do all of the space in tile, whether you had a bathroom or not, do it all in the same and do it all in tile. I would even suggest only use area rugs that are indoor-outdoor rugs. I've seen this before. People have even had tile in basements, but they had regular rugs, and then the rugs created the mold, and then they had a problem. Indoor-outdoor rugs, and we've discussed this in a previous show about entertaining outdoors and how the rugs and the fabrics and the pillows are all water that you could use them on with water and not have a problem with them. And it's just amazing. They just look like regular rugs. So I would suggest using indoor-outdoor, using waterproof carpeting in your basement. So now you have a beautiful tile surface. Maybe it looks like wood. Maybe it looks like oak. Maybe it looks like maple. But you have a beautiful tile surface that looks like wood. With that, you can have radiant floor heat. So now you have toasty, warm basement floors. And now we want to address the walls. When you sheetrock the walls over your foundation, I want to suggest that you use a sheetrock product that was designed for wet spaces. The green rock that they use when they do bathrooms is ideal for basements. You don't want to use regular paperback sheetrock because it is much more susceptible to moisture and mold. So we want to make sure that the sheetrock is rated for basements for below-grade surfaces before we tape and spackle and then finish paint the walls. But that being said, once you sheetrock, you have your flooring in, you sheetrock and so on, and then you finish paint. There are a myriad of colors and options that you can do in basements. I suggest in below-grade spaces, we usually go brighter. We want to go lighter with our floor tiles, and we want to go brighter with our wall colors. And always trim. Trim is very important in basements. We want to make sure that we have clean, white, painted baseboard moldings and clean, white. If we're going to do a crown molding, we want to have clean, white crown molding. And that makes a big difference. We are below grade. You're not getting as much natural light. You want to make sure the spaces are bright. I had also said in a previous show that when you go to pick your paint colors, you should look for an LRV value. That's light reflecting value. And you want to pick a paint. You don't have to pick white. In fact, I don't care for white for walls. But you want to pick a color that has a high LRV ratio. That means it's going to bring brightness to the space. And even when the lights are off, you're going to have brightness in your space. Okay, we're going to go to our next set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design right after this.
The sub-above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm the host of our show. And today we're talking about basements, what we can do to maximize the square footage in our house economically, and is it a good idea or not a good idea to finish your basement. So now we're talking about actually getting into the decorating of your basement if you decide to go forward with that. And we talked about the best flooring surface, which in my estimation is tile. I also like combining radiant floor heat in our New Jersey Northeast environment with the cold that we have throughout many months of the year, adding radiant floor heating, making sure that we have sump pumps in place, and that when we do our sheetrocking that we use a green sheetrock or a sheetrock that's been designed specifically for wet spaces. You know, it's very important, even if we have a very dry basement, you don't know what the future holds. That set in place, then I talked about us painting paint color that's nice and bright in the space. I'm not a big fan of dark charcoal gray in basements. You want to do that upstairs, that's great, but below grade, let's not do that. Maybe put some gray on the floor, but we want sort of a brighter tones when it comes to the walls. Let's talk about some practical applications for basements, and there's some issues with code in basements. To my estimation, and the laws change all the time, basements are not supposed to be legally used for being bedrooms. And they really don't want people sleeping in basements. In fact, if you are finishing your basement to add maybe a bedroom for your son or daughter, you may want to inquire with the town if that's even possible. Now, there are, and it varies by town, there are specific code enforcements for if you're going to have people living in below ground. And one of them is having two egresses. That means, let's say you have a basement door from the garage or from the house right now, you need a second egress, and often that is a window, a very deep window that goes from below grade to upgrade. So if, God forbid, there's a fire, that window can be open, and you can physically get out below grade and not be trapped in the basement. So that's very, very important. And here's something that has to do with basements, but also any home renovation. Many of you, because of cost, have decided to stay in your house and want to maximize its potential. I realize that. But there is no home improvement project, none, that you should do without checking with your town first if a permit is required. It will always, always, always bite you in a bad way at the end, because when you go to sell that house, or if somebody finds out about it, you're going to be in trouble and may have to demolish it and may be subject to fines and penalties and lawsuits and all sorts of problems. So please go get your permits first. Do your homework. Go in with the front end. And, you know, you may not always like what you hear, but you can always apply for a variance. Having said that, they really don't look kindly upon having basement space be anything else but entertaining space. They really don't want people renting out their basements where people are cooking. That's another thing. For most counties in New Jersey, they do not want or allow cooking stoves and ovens in basements because they feel it's a fire hazard, and because you're below grade, you can be trapped. So you do have to check with your, I'm speaking in a general tone here, with your municipality, if that is acceptable or not acceptable. People are just are probably best served if you have a smaller home, if you're not able to expand out or up, to finish your basement as a home theater, as a kids' rec space, as a home gym, as a library, as a big open space to use to add square footage to your house. But again, you can't count it in real estate as square footage. But that being said, if you're in a space that you like and you have children and they're very invested in the community, finishing your basement can be a very good and economical option. So you have to weigh that. So having said that, and having said what the best bet for a basement is, One of the things that I love to make basements into is a wine cellar. It's a great look. It's a nice, if you entertain and you have the basement done and we have a great floor in the basement and a beautiful bar and maybe we have some high top tables. What a fun way to entertain and to have a space that's unobstructed, that's a big space and tends to be slightly probably cooler and be able to entertain and be private and quite nice. So I love wine cellars. If you get any of the design magazines, there's always one or two wine cellars in there. I particularly like to do flooring that looks like travertine, but you also can do flooring that looks like hardwood in basements and give it that sort of dark bar mystique. Then when it comes to building a bar, you certainly can purchase a bar online. I think there's more bars now than ever in any of the magazines that you can look at. Even, you know, places just like Pottery Barn, they have bars that you can get quite quickly and easily, you know, with beautiful rails on the bottom and relatively inexpensive to do. You know, beautiful stools in the space. And having a wine cellar both to store your wine, because it's a cooler space, and to entertain in is, I think, ideal. Another space that I like to do for basements, even if it's a part of the space, is a home gym. You know, do you really want to have your treadmill or your bike in your bedroom or in one of the kids' bedrooms? The best space in a house for a home gym, which is a practical solution because we always can't to the gym. It keeps you on your toes, no pun intended. Is in the basement. It's a little bit cooler, so when you're working out, you do appreciate that. And a home gym is a perfect surface for, you know, for being in that space below grade. So I love home gyms. You can do something creative. I did a home gym in a basement, and after we painted the walls, we painted a beautiful stripe around the middle, and we did some padding on the floor for weights, and we really made it cool looking. It was a really nice home gym. And, you know, you can always say, oh, I can't get to the gym. I can go downstairs and spend a half an hour there. I would suggest to do a nice flat screen TV so you have some sort of a diversion for noise and so on. And just enjoy it. Take an hour a day down in your own basement. It's going to save you a lot of money instead of going to some of these expensive gyms. So that's a great use for a basement. Probably the biggest use I have, though, is people are using their basement as their media room or man cave. And what a better environment to go into to watch movies than a space that's below grade. And you can really do wonderful, wonderful things when you want to create a media room, a theater room, and have a theater theme when you work on your basement. All right, well, listen, we're coming up to news, and we'll be back shortly, and I'll tell you how to make that wonderful theater room in your basement and great resources. Okay, we'll talk to you after the news.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Ted Cruz suspends his Republican presidential campaign after suffering a big setback in Indiana last night.
With a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
Now that Donald Trump has a clear path to the Republican presidential nomination, he's reportedly looking into possible running mates. Multiple outlets reporting that Trump is vetting potential vice presidential candidates, but wouldn't offer a list in an appearance this morning on Fox News.
Well, I'm considering a lot of people, to be honest, and I'll let you guys know, but I really am. I'm considering a lot of people, and we want to have great at every level, whether it's VP or anything else. We want greatness.
And Bernie Sanders also confident in his chances against Donald Trump in the race for the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, westernjournalism.com. That's westernjournalism.com.
Teachers in Detroit expected to be back on the job today after a two-day sick out. This teacher says the Detroit School's transition manager pledging that paychecks will be paid out in July.
By Judge Rhodes saying that he guarantees that we will get the pay for 26 pays over the summer. And so we are confident that the lawyers looked at it. And that it is a binding agreement.
In Connecticut, a woman who traveled to Central America in February and became pregnant there's tested positive for Zika.
It's the first Zika pregnancy in Connecticut, and state health officials are very concerned. They say the woman developed a fever and rash in mid-March, about 5 weeks after conceiving, during a trip to Central America. She returned home for a time where she was diagnosed, but is now back in Central America. Health officials say they're trying to contact her to make sure she gets appropriate medical care. Zika has been linked to severe birth defects and miscarriage.
That's Sarah Lee Kessler for USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
An American soldier has been killed in Iraq. USA Radio's Jason Wirt with details.
An American soldier fighting alongside the Peshmerga in Iraq has been killed by the Islamic terrorist group ISIS. Lisa Daftari of the Foreign Desk told USA Radio News the vague nature of the White House's leadership endangers our troops.
Seems as though we're half in, half out. And when reports like this come out, it's very, very tragic. And unfortunately, we wish that we had more of a defined and clear-cut goal.
Defense Secretary Ashton Carter called it a combat death, but White House spokesman Josh Earnest would only admit the death happened during support operations. I'm Jason Wirt.
Authorities in Texas say they found an explosive device under a bridge not far from Waco. A TV station says the McLennan County Sheriff's Office and a bomb squad used a water cannon to disable the device last night. There are no motives, no suspects either. Crime rates are falling at colleges in every category except for sex crimes. Here's Anthony Lucero.
New federal data shows that while overall crime rate on college campuses has dropped in the past decade, the number of reported sex crimes has gone up significantly. The data from the U.S. Education and Justice Department show that colleges reported a 34% drop in crime from 2001 to 2013. But in that same period, the number of reported sex crimes on campus went up 120%. It's unclear whether sex crimes are happening more frequently or if victims have simply become more willing to report them.
This is USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design. Today's topic is all about your basements and what you can do to make your basement beautiful, efficient, functional, but not to over-improve in basement, because in our state of New Jersey, that below-grade improvements are not considered as square footage. That being said, there's a lot of reasons to do your basement. We just want to make sure that we do it the best we can. So before we went to the news, we were talking about finishing your basement now and some of the practical applications. And some of the best applications for basement areas are just general entertaining areas. They're not areas for cooking, and they're not really areas for sleeping or to turn into an apartment. The best use of a basement is as additional entertaining space. A gym, a home gym, is a wonderful way to get your exercise in, not spend a lot of money, and have a below-grade surface that's slightly cooler, where you have some privacy, and you could exercise, have a big-screen TV. That's a great use of the space, or a portion of the space. Another great use for a space happens to be a wine cellar. A wine cellar may be just for storage, like a wine room. You could put a beautiful French door on it and have beautiful cases that go all around. Maybe drop a chandelier in there. You can make it quite beautiful, and that's a nice space. Or a bar area. You could have a tavern downstairs, have a tile surface that looks like limestone, perhaps, and a beautiful bar with stools, and then maybe some high-top tables, and create a tavern. A great use of a below-grade space. A man cave. I mean, a basement is already a cave, so it's a great space to have as a man cave. And and enjoy that with whatever you're going to have in the space. But probably the best use for a basement or below grade surface is having a home theater. And about 2 years ago, I did a home theater in Warren, New Jersey for a couple who really got into the idea of really making it look like a theater. So some of the things that I did, which I thought were pretty good, was creating a covering on the walls, a sound-absorbing paper. And one of the things that I can do, I have an access to a couple of companies that do sound-absorbing fabric and sound-absorbing wallpapers. And we did that. We picked in this case, you do want to go dark because it's a home theater. And we picked a paper. We went with blues and blacks and grays. And I found a paper that went around the space that created a sound absorption, which was great. So you could really hear in the media area. And we did beautiful row seating. And we painted the ceiling black. I am still a big fan of ceiling tiles in basements because you never know when you're going to need to access above. And one of the things I have to say about ceiling tiles is they've gotten a lot better. And that 1970s basement with the track ceiling with those perforated holes with the white, is it still available? Yes. Do you have to use it? They have wonderful ceiling tiles now that look like coffered ceilings that have a wonderful smooth appearance to them that really look good, and they've come a long way. It's still, as far as we know, the best resource. You could make it look like tin. You could make it look like anything, but you want to do a suspended ceiling in a basement because it's just a practical solution. That being said, we painted that suspended ceiling black, so it really looked like a home theater. And we had a couple bucks to play with, so we got the best state-of-the-art system with surround sound and the row seating. We got a popcorn machine. We got an area set up that looked like it was where you would purchase all that stuff with the popcorn machine. It was sort of a bar, but it was set up to look more like a concession area. We had the doors where you enter. We had them be double doors. And we really went wild with it and really made it look like a home theater with tickets. And it really was a good-looking outcome, a very realistic-looking outcome. So you can really do a lot with a basement space, specifically when you're creative with signage and neon, and you really can make it into something quite special. All right, we have one last set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. We are talking today about basements and improving your basement space, making it a fun rec center, whether you have it be sort of a kid's space where we put all the toys, not a bad idea. Maybe we have it sort of as a game room with a ping pong table and air hockey and different video games and set it up as an arcade, whether we set it up as a home theater, which is a great use for it. Whether we set up a part of the area or the whole area as a home gym, have some nice professional-looking equipment, have a treadmill, have some bikes, have an area with water and towels. We can do a sauna downstairs. We can do a steam room downstairs. Maybe that's where you want to put your hot tub. Make it sort of a spa, sort of do it all in whites and make it a nice spa area, have robes down there, have some equipment. There are a lot of things you can do with a basement space. Again, from our previous segment, I don't recommend basement spaces being places where people sleep. And in certain municipalities, that is against the law. We always want to consider if we're going to be using that space that we have a second egress out. You never want to be, even in a space that you're not sleeping in or cooking in, there is always the possibility, God forbid, of fire. And because you're below grade, you don't want to be trapped in a space. So it is the law that you have two egresses, and that could be two different doors or two different ways out. You also might want to consider adding a window, a very deep window that can be opened and you can climb out through. So not to be depressing or a downer, but you want to make sure that we are contained in a space that's below ground and we have to make sure that we can get out of that space. We also talked today about making sure that we do everything possible. You cannot prevent water. Anything can happen in life. The world is mostly water. And with a changing water table, there is a possibility of water. So we want to do everything before we finish that space. We want to contact a company that's going to make sure our basement is dry. We're going to make sure that we do everything we can using a dual sump pump system, making sure that maybe we have to do a dry lock coat on the foundation, whatever we have to do before we start to make sure that that basement is dry. We want to talk about a dehumidifier, getting the humidity out of the air when we work on improving the HVAC in the space. We want to go with things like tile that's impervious to water so we don't have to replace our surfaces. We want to make sure that when we sheetrock, we use a sheetrock that's graded for wet surfaces, as in a bathroom, a green rock, or a product. Now, there's some other products there as well that I'm not as well versed on that are great for walls for basements. And we want to make sure that we're proactive in what we do. We want to make sure that we use a drop ceiling. And drop ceilings today are beautiful. They look like tin. They look like coffered. You can use a drop ceiling because it is still a basement space and you want to make sure you can access above if you have to. So there are a lot of ways that you can make a basement better looking. I did want to talk about lighting in the basement. And typically basement spaces, unless they dig out, are also shorter spaces. Some of us are lucky if we have a newer home that was built after 1990 and the basement space is tall. But for most of us, a basement space is often a lower space. So I really recommend doing just recessed lighting on dimmers that go into the system. They will be incorporated in a drop ceiling and just have that neutral flat surface. You don't want to have lighting that really bears down into the room, semi-flush mount lighting in the room. You want to have it to be flush, the ceiling to be flush. Basements are spaces where I actually do like to paint the ceiling tiles. Ceiling tiles are very paintable, and as in the case of doing a home theater, you paint charcoal gray or black on ceiling tiles. They really, even if you use the really inexpensive base ones, if you do a coat of a flat, always flat on ceilings, if you do a coat of flat black paint or charcoal gray paint or chocolate brown paint, in a flat finish, they kind of really go away. It's surprising how a gallon of paint can really make a difference on a space. So that's something that we want to do. We want to do recessed cans in a basement on a dimmer so you can control the amount of light in there. Now I want to talk about window treatments and some of the tricks that I've done in basements to make it not appear like a basement. And this is something that I learned early on in my career. You know, when you look at the typical basement window, it's that shallow window with the well around it and so on. And I looked at it, and I see what people were doing, especially at the time. They were doing like a little valance over the top, which wasn't really a practical solution because it was just keeping more light out. And then I saw people do shutterettes, which just sort of reinforce that the window is not a above ground window. It's sort of, it's a little basement window, and it's kind of sort of, I don't know, it's sort of, to me, kind of creepy to have that little basement window. One of the things, if you're not going to, you don't have a walkout basement, one of the things that you can do is treat a window as if it is a full size window. And that sounds kind of odd, but I've done that as an illusion in many spaces. Even I have a space that I worked in where they had one, when the house was built, it was a library space, but it only had one window, and the window wasn't centered. So the same thing applies to this. When you have basement windows, you can hang blinds or treatments that are full size, like a regular 36-inch window, and just let them hang long, and it will give you the appearance of having a regular window in the space. Blinds work best with it, especially like a very thin blind, because you can tilt the blind enough to get natural light in, but have it down so it looks like it's a regular 36-inch regular window. So that's an idea that I like to do. I also even use top treatments over the top of it. I'll use very casual cotton drapery panels and really that go to the floor amongst the blind underneath it, and they really give it the illusion that you have a regular size window in the space. So something to think about. Natural light is a very big part of our life. It makes us happy, and we want to make sure that we give the illusion of bigger windows and more space, and we do let the light into the space. Again, basements, the idea of doing a basement at first seems great because you already have the square footage there. You already have a footprint there. But you definitely want to not overinvest in a basement. More and more, when I talk to people that have homes and they bring up the basement idea, we decide, you know, with the cost, is it better to go under or is it better to add on to a house or to go up? And you have to consider that when you have a basement, you also have another set of steps. And over time, all of us sort of have to maneuver steps, whether it be outside steps or steps through the house to get to that area. So that's one thing to consider. And two, in general, if you had your choice of being in someone's house and being in their family room or being in their basement, which space would you prefer? I would say the family room. I've had people do basements. I've had people spend $100,000 and make a state-of-the-art basement and find after the novelty wore off, they weren't using it anymore because it's, as funny as it sounds, it's inconvenient for people to go downstairs. It's an extra step. And if people can walk into your home, they want to be on the base level. They want everything there. They want open. They want lots of light. Having said that, there are many situations where finishing the basement is a very viable option. If you have an older home and you have a small footprint and you can't build, going downstairs is a great solution. Again, there are a lot of wonderful applications for basements, home gyms, home theaters, library is a nice thing, game room, arcade, kids space. There are wonderful applications for basements. And it's fun. It's fun to add square footage to your space. But you want to make sure you do it the smart way. You want to make sure that you don't over-improve a space. Okay, well, we're at the end of the hour. I hope I've given you some good information. If you want to reach me about maybe working on your basement or anything else, you can always reach me at 908-884-0770. And I will see you next week with more of Modern Design. Thank you. Have a great day.
You
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Ted Cruz suspends his Republican presidential campaign after suffering a big setback in Indiana last night.
With a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
Now that Donald Trump has a clear path to the Republican presidential nomination, he's reportedly looking into possible running mates. Multiple outlets reporting that Trump is vetting potential vice presidential candidates, but wouldn't offer a list in an appearance this morning on Fox News.
Well, I'm considering a lot of people, to be honest, and I'll let you guys know, but I really am. I'm considering a lot of people, and we want to have great at every level, whether it's VP or anything else. We want greatness.
And Bernie Sanders also confident in his chances against Donald Trump in the race for the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
Teachers in Detroit expected to be back on the job today after a two-day sick out. This teacher says the Detroit school's transition manager pledging that paychecks will be paid out in July.
By Judge Rhodes saying that he guarantees that we will get the pay for 26 pays over the summer. And so we are confident that the lawyers looked at it and that it is a binding agreement.
In Connecticut, a woman who traveled to Central America in February and became pregnant there's tested positive for Zika.
It's